"I'm having a crisis of faith," was the opening remark when I met someone recently. "Uh-huh," I thought, not rising to the bait that was being held out to me immediately. A crisis of faith, you know, is usually caused by a wrong expectation of what God is going to do in any given situation, or an illusion that we had about something. And so we say we are disillusioned, which points to the fact that we had an illusion in the first place. The fault is never with the Lord, ever. We have to settle that right at the front end. It is never Him that is causing us the crisis of faith. It is our petulance. Like a child not getting what they want, in a way, we think if we say we're having a crisis of faith or we allow ourselves to go down a deep hole, somehow He will hear that, change the circumstance and answer the prayer in the way that we wanted it answered in the first place. Oh, if you say you're being harsh. No, my darling, I'm being realistic. Do you remember when Jesus did not trust Himself to man because He knew what was in man? He wasn't condemning there. He wasn't saying, "I'm not trusting myself because I know what's in there." He was saying, "I know that the imagination of man is vain always." And it's our imagination that trips us up. We daydream, we imagine, we think if we get our ducks in a row, God has to answer in a certain way. We need to know Him. He is altogether lovely. And He does answer prayer if we would but seek Him first to find out how to pray in that situation. And then we would avoid tripping ourselves up and falling into the trap of unbelief and despair and a crisis of faith. God bless you as you think about this one.